If I may, just for clarification, excuse me one moment, Councilman Ricks, I'll be right there. Just for clarification in general conversation, when there is conversation, we might have heard Councilman Lattiser say through the chair or through the chairman to the council president. That's just to ensure that the questions, when you say to the chair, you are asking the question of the director, but it's coming through the chair, and therefore it's not a back and forth in which can turn negative. And that's in Robert's Rules of Orders, which we've adapted. So I have, you don't have to say through the chair, but what I do ask is that when a question is asked, that understand that the answers may come as the directors are staring at me, or if a resident feels better asking me the question instead of ask, or through myself, the chair, to the director. And I just want to make that observation and statement. Councilman Ricks, I saw your hand up.
Bit of a follow-up question. Typically, if a police vehicle, it has a good number of miles on it, it's not in that tip-top condition that that particular department really needs its all vehicles to be in that very peak condition. What happens to that vehicle? Does it stay with the city?
So again, the first tier the vehicle might get decommissioned to or downgraded to would be like community policing or detectives even. And then even beyond that, once they're too old for even those divisions, they'll go, you'll see them on the road for working details and whatnot, where the vehicle's basically sitting idle for 4, 8, 12 hours, and they don't need much more than lights and basic safety features.
And even after that, they may be transferred outside of the police department to other departments in the city?
That's accurate. And then recently, our purchasing division has worked out with GovDeals, which is another great opportunity where we can then unload them off the city altogether and get some money for them.
And I think that we've seen some of the older police vehicles, once they're decommissioned, being driven around by some of the other departments, and they're most definitely not in tip-top condition by the time that, some of the different city vehicles we've seen, not exactly in tip-top condition. The city is trying to use these vehicles to the fullest, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions, comments from members of the public? Just please identify your name. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa Morse. My question is for you, but also for the fire chief. For these new vehicles, do you have a written schedule of maintenance, repair, and replacement, and a budget to go along with that? And would you be willing to give one to the council?
We do have our maintenance personnel do an excellent job. All vehicles are routinely maintained, oil changes, service, recalls.
I'm thinking of a broader thing, like more detailed and scheduled, so that things don't happen like engine 2 rotting out. It's kind of a heartbreak that something with 150,000 miles would be rotted out this early.
Right, I understand. Our vehicles, they is significantly different predicament than a fire truck.
Yes.
So they normally, you know, once they hit a certain mileage.
Well, the other one's 250, and it's fine. So I was just saying.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of the public on bid 2024-158, purchase of various new police vehicles? Further questions, comments from the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Bid 2024-150, purchase 2023 Dennis Eagle Automated Sanitation Vehicle. Director, please identify.
Eric Earls, Director, Public Works. So Public Works is requesting the purchase of a 2023 Dennis Eagle Automated Side-Loading Refuse Vehicle from Sanitary Equipment in the price of... Where did I have that?
$390,250.
Thank you. I forgot I didn't bring my glasses, so I'm struggling right now. But yes, this would... currently, we're operating with 10 to 12 sanitation trucks on a daily basis. We have... on each day, we have 7 recycling routes and subsequently 7 trash routes. So ideally, we'd be operating with 14 trucks. So to be operating with 10 or 12, we're obviously not being as efficient as we can. And that being said, the 10 or 12 trucks that we are operating are working that much harder because a lot of them are doing double duty, you know, extra trips up the mountain in Johnston take a toll. This would allow us to put us in a better position to both be more efficient with our collection operations, but also increase the longevity of the trucks that we currently have.
Director, so to be clear, this vehicle is ready for immediate service, correct?
That is correct. This one is, I believe it would be available within a couple weeks.
Excellent. So as we have many different departments, they're prepping and they're getting ready for the long waits.
Yeah, not 880 days.
Yeah, and over 800 days. We're now, with this, it's ready to go and go direct services to our residents. And also it's a newer truck, so we don't have to worry. You know, we're starting fresh. And
right.
Excellent. We're not throwing good money on to bad equipment, if you will. Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of this committee or comments? Councilman Gebhardt.
Hey, Director.
Hello.
Not so much a comment about the sanitation vehicle. Love trash vehicles. More about the funding source. Am I incorrect? Never mind. I think I'm confused. Was there another vehicle that the funding source was paving? Or is that this one?
That's this one. Yeah. So DPW is proposing to reallocate this money, the $390,250, from what was originally dedicated in ARPA to additional paving. So the rationale being that $400,000 for a trash truck now is considerably more valuable to the city and our department than $400,000 in paving. This will give us that immediate boost to both our efficiency and, like I mentioned, the longevity of the fleet. $400,000 worth of paving, we can catch up with that later on. We can be more efficient with paving. We can do different things, as I indicated to Councilman Ricks at a previous meeting. We can use different techniques to make up that $400,000, but a trash truck is a trash truck, and the ARPA money is available now, so that's why we feel like this is the best use of those funds.
Okay. Yeah, I was when I read this, I was thinking back at that same conversation that we had around budget time and you know, relatively low allocation in the city's OPEX budget to paving and making up some of it through ARPA funds. So, like, are there specific projects that you'll need to, you know, put off for some period of time to cover the gap? Or I know sometimes you have a certain amount of money for paving and you can't actually get to all the projects.
No, actually, the other thing that makes this that allows us to do this now is that DOT has a program right now where we are in the application process, and they are going to provide, it's a 2-to-1 match. So the city puts in 2, they give us 1. Towards specifically paving, infrastructure. So it could be bridges or paving or sidewalks. But I believe that value is about $1.2 million. So we put in, what's that, $2.4 million, get another $1.2 million. So we do essentially $3.6 million worth of road for $2.4 million. So that would help, you know, mitigate this $400,000 as well.
Okay. Got it. And they'll accept ARPA funds as the payment source for that match?
I don't know that one, but I think they will. Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, I just want to make sure we're not selling ourselves short. But I think your point of, you know, a sanitation vehicle that's ready to go today, that we can get on the road, makes us more efficient. So, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, 5 years ago, I would have debated that. I would have argued the additional paving, taking it from there. But we've invested millions, and we've seen paving happening all season. So I like your thinking on that, and I like the 2-to-1 match too. Council President McAllister.
Thank you. Director, I think another important thing, and you hit on this as well, and we had a resident come up here earlier, having another truck means we can take one off the road, fix it up, do some preventative maintenance on it, and it's good to have a full fleet. And we don't want to run into the situation where we were, just a couple years ago, where we didn't have enough trucks to finish the route in a single day because so many trucks were down. So we're taking these opportunities. We're using these one-time ARPA payments, ARPA money to buy these big ticket items that are used every day, like the chairman said, for direct city services. So having a purchase like this and the opportunity came up where you can get it in a couple of weeks, which is also very important. So I support this as well. I just think it's a good practice to take advantage of this, get another new truck, and let's keep up the maintenance on the other trucks so we can take them off the road. So when they have to run 24/7, 7 days a week, they get run down. So if we have a full fleet, we can actually do some preventative maintenance while still hitting our mark and picking up everyone's trash on the assigned day at the assigned time. So thank you, Director.
Thank you, Mr. President. Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. I agree with you on this as well, Eric. I think that is a wise decision. But while we're on the subject of asphalt paving line items, after reducing your asphalt paving budget by $400,000, what is remaining in your asphalt budget for this year? This fiscal year, of course.
I don't have that right now.
You don't have a rough idea?
No.
Okay, could you get that to me, please?
Sure.
And I think it's very good that we're making use of this APRA monies to buy these large ticket items. And we are spending a lot of APRA dollars. So I guess my question would be to Director Schaefer as to what do we have remaining in APRA funds as of now?
Before the director comes up, Councilman, I'm going to request that you ask that we're speaking on the bid of the Dennis Eagle Automated Sanitation.
But
we're speaking on the bid.
I am on that, Chairman. This vehicle is being paid from APRA funds. The last couple of vehicles we talked about are being paid.
And
from
I
APRA
think
funds.
That your question is a good example.
APRA funds is part of this bid. So
I think you're
I'm requesting to know what do we have left in APRA monies.
I think your question is a good example of where this is not specific to a bid. It's specific to many bids, but also that's a question you could have called Ms. Director Schaefer on. We're speaking about this one item where he's moving from one item to the next. And I'd like to stay focused on the bid as we have many more bids to go. And that is a question you can get an answer to at another time that has nothing to do with this.
Well,
bid.
Had that question come to my mind in the past, maybe I would have called, but being we're having all these conversations tonight, it's a question that just surfaced and I'm asking the question now. So you're denying me the right to get an answer from the director?
I am not denying anything. Tonight? I am pushing the discussion on a bid of 2024-150, the purchase of a 2023 Dennis Eagle automated sanitation vehicle that will come from the ARPA funds.
Right.
However, there are many bids that come from the ARPA funds, and this one's particular is coming out of allocated ARPA funds from another line item that we discussed. So that is a question, a general question with 2 years left to spend the money that we can get an answer to. But as far as this bid goes, and that's how I feel.
So if anybody is keeping tally of the monies that we're spending from APRA, I would think that the question is appropriate at this time, seeing as we're spending millions right now tonight, to just ask that simple question. What's left?
Councilman Gebhardt.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. So when the city presented the budget that we approved back in May or June, whenever we did the budget, there is a full multiple page sheet in the enterprise and capital budget that details everything we're going to spend using ARPA funds in this year, next year, and in fiscal 26. So that's why whenever these guys come up and say, I want to buy a new truck, I want to buy a new fire engine, whatever, I just say, hey, was this in the budget? Because then I can look back in the budget and say, oh yeah, that is the fire truck that we already approved us buying, and now we're just buying it. So in terms of the original question, additional paving, there was $3 million in the fiscal 24 budget to come out of ARPA funds. So we just took 350,000-ish away from that. So it's, you know, two and change. But all these other truck purchases and vehicle purchases and other large purchases are all part of that capital supplement tagged as being ARPA. So I'm sure the director could give you that, but I think the most exhaustive way to get that information is just back in the budget document that we approved a couple months ago.
Thank you for that, Councilman. The difference between the two of us is this white here isn't so computer astute as a younger guy. You're a lot more computer astute than me, but I appreciate your assistance. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Are there questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Bid 2024-100, Fire Apparatus Type 1 Ambulance. Thank you, Director. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening again, Chairman. Peter McMichael, Fire Chief. The Department has reviewed bid 2024-100, Fire Apparatus Type 1 Ambulance. The Department recommends awarding the bid to Greenwood Emergency Vehicles of North Attleboro. Greenwood Emergency Vehicles met all the specifications as outlined in the bid. The bid is for one 2025 Horton Ford F550 four-wheel drive Type 1 ambulance. The price includes the Stryker power loading cot, lettering to match department fleet and delivery. Funding will be from the city's ARPA funds for $384,845.
Thank you, Chief. And in your presentation on the bid package, the delivery, estimated delivery wait time is 750 days.
That is correct, sir.
So you are, and I appreciate that. So we're going to be getting a vehicle in 2 year time. But believe it or not, even though it is higher than when we purchased the other ambulatory vehicles, the rescue, it will be 2 years. So you're already buying equipment that's going to be not be ready until 2 years from now.
That's right.
To replace equipment that will already be worn down. I know we've spent a lot of ARPA money on updating our fleets, yours being one. And again, rescue, a very important service to the residents. So this is being proactive, using the money that the federal government, the ARPA money, to ensure that 2 years from now we have something to replace it, and we're getting it in 2023, even though now that doesn't sound very good, 2023 cost, but it won't be in 2025 cost.
Right, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Councilman Gebhardt.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the $350,000 ambulance that is in the ARPA supplement?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And it looks like it came in a little bit above what you had allocated in the budget of $350,000.
It did, and we brought that to the administration's attention and the finance director's attention as well. And they were okay with us proceeding forward with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm all set. Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions for members of this council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Chief, did you submit with this request for $385,000, did you submit the specifications along with the bid request?
Yes.
Well, I don't know why it's not in my binder. I do have specs on the sanitation vehicle. I have specs on the police vehicle. I don't have any specs on this piece of equipment that you're buying. And I just don't understand why I don't have it. It's not the first time that this has occurred. So would you be so kind as to send me a copy of that spec so we can see it after the fact?
Yes.
There was, oh, okay. You, in your position paper, Chief, you said that after carefully reviewing the bids, plural, submitted, was there more than one bid submitted?
There was not, Councilman. That was out of a false habit, I'd have to say.
Okay.
But there were not any more than one bid on this particular
truck. All right. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing more than one bid. Mm-hmm. The call on this fire apparatus type 1 ambulance, is ambulance and rescue one and the same?
It is.
Okay. It's not a different size vehicle, different equipment, or anything like that?
Correct.
And with this, is this rescue, this new rescue, assuming that it's approved, is this going to be replacing an existing rescue?
Yes, it will. And because it is 2 years out, I can't specifically say which one it will be. I can narrow it down to two trucks. It's going to either replace our Rescue 4, which is on Cohasset Avenue, which is a 2018 model, or Rescue 5, which recently went in service. That is going to be using a truck that's being refitted with a new motor right now. So I cannot tell you exactly which one that'll replace, but one of those two most
sure.
likely.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable. So I think we have five rescues right now?
Yes, that's correct.
So when this new rescue comes in some 2 years from now, we're still only going to have five rescues.
That's
not going to have any impact as to having to increase the staffing or minimum manning.
No, this will not impact that.
Of that nature. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
I do have another question.
Yes.
So this vehicle, the requested bid award is for $120,025, but we're not going to be getting this for 2 years. So if we were to buy a new vehicle, like right now, it'd be a 2024, right? And we're not getting this vehicle for 2 years. So is it correct in saying it's a 2025? Why not a 2026?
That is what the manufacturer stipulated in the bid. If they come to us a later time and say, because the new model came out earlier, it's going to be a 2026, we'd have to have a conversation about that. And certainly we wouldn't object to that. I don't see any downside to that. But because of the time frame involved, it's more fluid today than it was
sure.
even 5 years ago.
Okay, so right now they're agreeing to build us a vehicle. They may start on it, you know, next year. I don't know how long it takes right. to build a vehicle. I don't know. But what they're proposing is, in fact, it's a 2025, and we probably won't see delivery until 2026.
Right. Can build it in 75 days. The delay is on getting the cabin chassis from Ford.
Right. All right. Thank you, Chief. That's what I got on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public on bid 2024-100. Thank you. Next is bid 2024-063, Arnold Neck Waterfront Park Site Improvements. Good evening. If you could please identify.
Melissa Foley, Community Development. We're looking for approval for bid 2024-063. This is for the improvements at Arnold Neck Waterfront Park. We had a total of five bids. Skirka Construction was the lowest at $130,397. This project is 100% funded with council ARPA funds.
Thank you. Council President McAllister.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited about this project. This is, as you mentioned, this is part of the ARPA council funds. This is a Ward 7 project in Arnold's Neck. It's going to be a beautiful, brand new swing set right on the water there, a little sitting area as well. I believe that area has been looking for something to upgrade for a long time. It's such a beautiful spot. We're fixing up a number of other areas down there as well, including the dock. But this is going to really be a benefit to the community that lives down there. They're very excited about it. I learned more about playgrounds and what goes into it than I ever thought, and how, you know, being on the water like that, even the seagulls have an effect on that. So I thank you for the work that you're doing on this. I know that the neighborhood in Arnold's Neck is very excited about this, as am I. And I ask my fellow council members for support on this, as this is one of the Ward 7 neighborhood projects from ARPA. Thank you.
Thank you, Council President. And just for a reminder, each ward through the ARPA funds, the administration working with this council allocated $1.8 million or $200,000 per ward for ward direct improvements. And we had an open bid process where people made requests. And this is just the continuation, as we're going to continue to see more of these projects come forward. Any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of this council? Questions from the public? Questions, comments from the public? Thank you. The next item is bid 2024-157, purchase 2022 Ford Explorer Limited Hybrids. Good evening, Major.
Good evening, Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department is seeking a 56-6 exception, a bid to purchase two 2022 Ford Explorer hybrid vehicles. The two vehicles would be purchased from McGovern Municipal HQ under the Greater Boston Police Council BAPERN, B-A-P-E-R-N, cooperative bid. Each vehicle is priced at $54,987 for a total spending authority request of $109,974. The vehicles are available for immediate delivery and currently reserved pending authorization. If approved, this purchase would be made with previously approved ARPA capital outlay funds. Budget code 5100400. This purchase is also part of the Police Department's fiscal year 24 vehicle purchase plan.
Thank you, Major. I have a question for you. Will these be, have the accreditation system authorized hybrid vehicles to be frontline vehicles, or will these be support, if you will, vehicles?
These will not be frontline vehicles initially. It allows us to get our feet wet with the hybrid technology, see how they work out, two vehicles. That way we're not 8, 10, 12 vehicles into it and find out we don't like them or they don't work out for some reason. The feedback in general has been pretty good about them, though.
The feedback, I'm sorry?
Has been pretty good about the hybrids.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Are there any further questions? Councilman Gebhardt.
Yours is working. You got another?
Yeah. All right, thank you. Thanks, Major.
Thank you.
So now I'm back to the budget. It looks like you guys had $800,000 for vehicle fleet replacements. In the bid we saw earlier was about $610,000, and this is another $100K. So does this essentially exhaust the vehicles that you guys are looking to purchase this year?
That's correct. This is roughly this is basically at 95% of our thing. We may come back for one article later, one more purchase, but
okay. It looks like we're getting down to the bottom on the budget there. So. Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from the members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Major, I'm just curious, why wasn't this vehicle included with the other or the previously awarded 9 vehicles?
Yes, these two are being purchased from McGovern under one particular cooperative bid, and the others were purchased on Colonial Municipal Group under a different bid, and they were both submitted at different times as we waited for the proper worded quotes and whatnot to be submitted from the vendor.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Next is bid. Oh, I apologize. Public comment, public questions, or please come up to the microphone on this bid. I used the wrong wording, and I do apologize. It's on the bid. It's not the general comments. Thank you. Just please identify.
Thank you, Jim Italiani. Just one question. I've been reading some things about this specific vehicles and fire hazards that they're under investigation for. Are you aware of that?
I am not. Is it Model ES specific, sir?
So therefore, I would ask that that be reconsidered before approved. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Major, did you have a question? I apologize.
I'm wondering if that was any particular model year.
Oh,
in particular.
He was asking specific, sir. The model year, would it matter if it's a Explorer or a police rated cruiser?
I didn't know if his what he was referring to was specific to the
vehicle
Explorers, or is it a Yaris or some other type of a vehicle?
Well, yes, and thank you, and that's why I asked that mm-hmm. it be considered and looked into a little further before final approval. Obviously, we don't want police vehicles catching fire. Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. Major, your recommendation, what would be your pleasure? Would you like to still move forward with the purchase of the vehicles?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Next is bid 2024-130, Verizon Wireless Cellular Service. This is found on page 97. Good evening, Mr. Carlucci.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 5610 to piggyback off the Rhode Island State MPA 299 to continue using Verizon Wireless and award them our wireless communication services and equipment for the upcoming year. The amount this year is $94,000 in the budget. It's slightly higher because our data usage has gone up somewhat. This covers not only the cell phones that we use, but also data cards, tablets, things that need cellular communications. Unfortunately, this will not be from ARPA funds. This will actually come out of our communication budget.
Excuse me, Phil. If I could ask all conversations be held outside while there's testimony going on. Thank you. Continue, Director.
That's it.
Thank you. Questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Riggs.
I recall that soon after you became director, you had a comprehensive review of the different services that the city was paying for and found substantial savings. I wanted to ask if there have been ongoing efforts to make sure that we're not paying for devices or services that are no longer needed.
Funny you should mention that. The telecommunications manager had engaged with Verizon Wireless probably in April of this year to actually change some of our plans. Our data usage had gone up. We were trying to manipulate those plans to our advantage. They guaranteed us some savings. We saw the first invoice after we signed for those changes, and the invoice had gone up about $1,000. We have not been paying that. We are in negotiations with them. They've obviously screwed something up. So we anticipate a savings, but at this point in time, we still do not have it in writing.
Thank you for staying on top of that.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions, comments from members of this council?
This is in the...
Yeah, please, go ahead.
This is in the weeds, but are those devices set up such that when they're near a city hotspot, they're using the Wi-Fi rather than the cellular?
They are not, but we use for most of the telephones we use are on an unlimited plan. The data usage plans go into the cars. They're not really pulled up to a...
Okay. So the cellular connection in a police vehicle, in other words?
We do pool our time across all the different departments. The issue we had were there are certain devices, won't go into the details,
sure.
that, with police and fire that use a great deal of data.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Further questions from the members of this council? Any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public on bid 2024-130? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. So the Finance Committee is continuing. I do want to invite anyone who wishes to sign up for public comment. It will begin at 7 o'clock. I welcome you to go up and write your name down for public comment at 7 o'clock. That'll begin as soon as the Council President instructs. Bid 2024-076 Alpha, Asphalt Concrete Hot Mixes and Cold Patches. Director.
Eric Earls, Director, Public Works. Public Works is looking to award to the six bidders who submitted bids. This is for the asphalt that we use for our hot patch and cold patch. So not for paving streets, but for making repairs, more isolated repairs.
Thank you, Director. I have just one simple question. We're still looking to work with Carty Corporation.
As of right now, we haven't received any indication why we would not.
Okay. Good answer. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions, comments from members of this council? Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Director, I support having the multiple bidders on this. As you mentioned, this is for, you know, quick jobs, something that we need to fill. We get these calls every single day, so it is good to have options. So if you call one company, they're not available, you can go on to the next one to get the job done. So I agree with the multiple vendors on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Councilman Gebhardt.
Just confirming, Director, this, the $80,000 covers the entirety of the budgeted amount for this line item for the year?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like $80,000 was the budget, but the time period is a little bit different, but that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Thank you. Any questions, comments from members of the public on this bid? Questions, comments from members of the public on this bid? Thank you. Thank you, Director. Bid 2024-076 Bravo, Asphalt Concrete Hot Mixes and Cold Patches. Welcome back, Director.
Eric Earls, Director, Public Works. So essentially, this is the same thing, except this is for the Water Division.
Thank you. Questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Director. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, and colleagues, at this time, we come to the items that are that are under the $50,000 threshold of the bids. I will ask members of this committee. I will then follow through and ask members of the council, and then I will ask members of the public if there is any item within the bid package that they would like to have discussed. So I will start with the committee, go to the council, and then ask the public if there's any items within the bid package you would like to have discussed. Councilman Gebhardt.
Can we talk about the next one up? It's
street striping?
Yeah.
You got it. That is found on page 119. Councilman Gebhardt requests bid 2024-081. Are there any others?
Councilman? That's all for me.
Thank you. Councilman Foley. Thank you. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this isn't the first time that we've had in excess of 20 to 25 bids at one council meeting. It's been discussed before. It's been asked to restrict to 20 to 25 bids, but that's not happening. And we're sitting here again this evening with 33 bids. And I know the answer. The answer is, well, we only have one meeting in July and we have one meeting in August. Well, I've been here 11 years. And in 11 years, we've had one meeting in July and we've had one meeting in August. And I don't ever recall having 33 bids come to us. And it is particularly concerning because it puts an undue amount of pressure on 9 elected officials to have to research all these items, 280 pages or something of documents that we have before us. And it's particularly concerning that when I do just a rough, I didn't put it on the calculator, but a rough add on these numbers under 50,000 this evening, we're talking about $280,000 that could potentially be moved through this city council without any discussion. And that is concerning. You can say, or someone can say, well, it's a $2,000 item, you know, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is if it's only $2,000, take the $2,000 out of your pocket right now and give it out to the taxpayers. And I'm not asserting that anyone has said that. No one has said that. But this is not reasonable to expect this city council to have to digress through 33 bids. And by the way, I would point out that there's a certain percentage of these bids that are late. They're not here 60 days or 30 days. Some of them were done in July. The contract's over. So I believe that the taxpayers deserve to hear why departments need certain things when it's being packed in as deeply as it is. So with that said, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to request that all the remaining items in this bid package be listened to. I want all of these items to be described. And why do you need this? Why do you need that? What's the significance? The taxpayers have a right to know why a bid is being requested for whatever the money is, because it's their money. And there's nothing in the council rules that prevent me from requesting that. So I'm requesting that all the remaining items, other than what Councilman Gebhardt has requested, be heard. Thank you.
Councilman, I again, I don't want you to think I'm going to sound belittling, but I'm going to do it, explain it as best I can. There's a committee, and this committee, there's many committees on this council, which you are very aware of. This committee is tasked with the job of identifying and previewing and speaking and reaching out and asking the department. And if we find something, and I understand every council member can find something, we do, as a committee, do a great respect of reaching out and finding out. And if a constituent has a concern and they bring it up, or if, you know, they say, hey, what about this, like the gentleman did, we can answer that question, or that question can be answered. But it was determined within our rules that we would identify items over $50,000, but it is this committee's job to address the every single items and send a recommendation to the council. And I have, in the last 3 years we've been running this committee, there has never been the communication between the administration and this, the members of this committee and the members of this council, is phenomenal. It is amazing. I can remember some summers ago where we had items in a meetings where we were literally filibustered and we kicked 64 items from meeting to meeting to meeting, and it stopped city services. What 33 items on this bid package say to me is that we are moving forward as a city. We are updating direct services to our citizens. We are protecting our police. We are rebuilding our infrastructure. We are purchasing required vehicles. We are paving our streets. We are striping our streets. We are supporting and doing everything. We are allowing e-permitting so we can have more people in jobs. We are addressing more of our infrastructure than has ever been addressed in the last 30 years, and I feel very comfortable saying that. So I see 33 bids as, yes, a frustration, but as a person who's part of the committee that's required to do the homework, I also see it as a benefit, because we are moving this city forward in leaps and bounds. So I respectfully will ask you reconsider, because the way I see it is, you know, this committee was tasked with a duty, and we've done it. I think we've done it very well for the last 3 years. And you're basically saying, in my eyes, you don't see that that's the case, and you want to be able to go through every single item. And I find it also interesting because you say the taxpayers, well, we were elected by the taxpayers to represent the taxpayers. Some may not agree with how or who we are or how we do it, but that's our job. And that's what we do in this. And I'm doing my job, and I've represented Ward 3 for 7 years, and a lot has gotten done, and we've kept the spending down, and we've kept the taxes down. So I think we've done our job, and we've done it very well. And that includes all my fellow colleagues, including yourself. So I'm going to respectfully ask that, you know, we not address everything because this committee did it. If this committee had items they wanted to pull and talk that we haven't already discussed, we would have done it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, in the time, with all due respect, of course, in the time that you just took to give me that lecture, we could have gotten through quite a few of these individual bids. And there's nothing that I'm aware of, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's nothing in the council rules that prohibits me from requesting each one of these items that are under $50,000 to come before the city council. There's nothing in the council rules that say the finance committee must make that distinction between what can come before us and what can't. And by the way, your statement that the committee is doing its job, et cetera, I never said a word about the committee. I didn't say anything about this finance committee. You did. I never said a word about it. I said I wanted to have an opportunity for every one of these items to be disseminated and just a brief explanation as why they're necessary, as opposed to just rubber stamping all these items through a total of $280,000 and say, okay, that's fine.
So now that's what you just said about the committee.
Between your time,
that whether you want to admit it or not, that's what you just said about this committee. We don't do the homework, we rubber stamp.
No, that's
what you just said about this committee.
I'm just saying to approve every one of these items without having some due diligence on them is not correct.
And again, that's what you say about this committee, that we're not doing our due diligence. So, Councilman, if you remember, you're right, there is no council rules, and I didn't make that request. What I said was, Councilman, I ask that you reconsider. I did not say, I'm going to use this rule or use that rule. I asked that you reconsider, and you have made it clear you want to continue.
I do.
Okay. I refer to the solicitor because I respectfully disagree.
Sure. Thank you.
Let's take the next bid. We can move forward. He requested all of them, so we will go through one by one.
Thank you. Bid 2024-081, street striping. Chief of Staff Mackesy, you're identified. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. If I may, just no comment on the motion. It was suggested that some of these bids are late. The purchasing director would categorically reject that. None of these bids are late. It might just be using old bid numbers, budget codes.
And it's more of increases.
I'm sorry, please identify.
Francis Gomez, purchasing agent. And I don't see any 612 that are late when it comes to expiration of the bid. I just see requesting increases to their bid cap that has to do with that bid when it comes to a 612.
Thank you.
Further, just as to the number of bids, we have to run the government of the city. You know, the right. Number of bids are the number of bids. When something comes up, we have to bring it to the council. Compared to other municipalities our size in the state, we have a very low threshold for what the city government can spend without bringing it to the council. You don't see that in other municipalities. So if the list does seem long, it's for those two reasons. Thank you.
Thank you. Sure. Oh, Director, please.
And I would just like to add that after some research with the state of Rhode Island, there are only three cities that their threshold is still at 2,500 or below, and that's Warwick, Cranston, and Johnston. Most of them have adapted the state law threshold of $10,000 with $25,000 construction work. They are more up to date with that, and besides, all of the directors here try their best not to be late when it comes to 612s to extend a contract, and they are very on top of that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Questions on street striping from this committee?
Thank you, Chair. Director, on the street striping, can you remind me when we do it? Because this is for the service, not just the materials, or is this just the materials?
Eric Earls, Director of Public Works. This is for an outside vendor to come and do the double yellow center lines and the white edge lines. All the other pavement markings that you see, crosswalks, turn arrows, those types of things, that's done in-house by Public Works.
Got it. So we have a line item where we purchase those materials, that paint,
correct,
et cetera. All right. Yeah, I was confused because I looked at the bid and it looked like they quoted or at least provided costs for some other things. Maybe I'm just not reading it properly, but like crosswalks and some things that I know we typically do.
We ask for those things in the instance that we may need them, like an emergency situation, yep, or, but we typically, because we can do them in-house and we can do them so much cheaper in-house, we don't typically have the outside contract to do that work. But okay, we do kind of keep it in our pocket if we need it.
While we're on crosswalks, I just want to commend you and your team. They were out particularly early this year getting all the crosswalks restriped before school comes into session. So that's greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from members of this council? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you, Chairman. Director, is there a list of the street striping projects that are being proposed? Do you have a list of those?
We do the same streets every year. If they're double yellow, we put back double yellow. If there's a white edge line, we put back a white edge line. So obviously we have a list because we do, okay, it every year, yes.
Does that include crosswalks as well?
Crosswalks, okay, we do every year.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any further questions for members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public on this bid? Oh, I apologize, Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. So Director, on these, because I heard some of it, but then I'm getting some static, so I don't hear all the answers. So this is going to be for the parking, people that are striping, where like there's no striping, and there was striping before?
No, this is, like I said, we primarily use this vendor for the work that we can't do. And the work that we can't do is the long straight stretches, like the double yellow and the white edge line. They bring a machine overnight. They do this work from, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the morning when no one's on the road. And they just knock out those long stretches. If there's a parking lot, a city-owned parking lot that needs to be restriped, then we can do that in-house with our own guys and our own paint machine.
So who does the one that we're, you know, like on this main road and they got parking lines
for? Well, if it's a state road, and I think that's what you're getting at, then DOT would have to do that work.
Okay. I was told that the city was going to do one of the roads that I put in for.
I mean, that's possible. I'm not sure off the top of my head if that's our plan, but one of the things, tricky things with that is once we start doing something that is typically DOT's responsibility, DOT will expect us to do that, and they'll take it off their kind of to-do list, and then it becomes our responsibility. That being said, if there is an area that needs to get done and DOT is not being responsive, Public Works can certainly go out and do those areas.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any further comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public on bid 2024-081? Thank you. At this time, I'm going to pause the Finance Committee, and then I will hand it over to the Council President, who will temporarily open the City Council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We are going to start the full Council meeting at 7 p.m., so I just want to give Council members a chance to get back to their seats, and we will start. We have a guest leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance at 7 o'clock. Also, there is a sign-up sheet on the podium if you would like to be heard during public comment. Thank you.